Hey, how are you?
Terrific, Bob.
So thank you so much for calling. And
I just wanted to echo what you just got finished saying and how it's impacted me. I actually ran into you at a convention center, and I wanted to talk to you about my child who has autism.
Uh-huh.
And it took about, I almost at a glance, I could tell that you saw some concerns with me. You did a quick evaluation, which, you know, I don't know if it's, you have that specific term that you use, but I just call it Chinese reflexology. I mean, there's something that you can tell. It's tried and true in the ancients. It's something exciting that you've adapted for today, and you invited me in. I took a couple of those that test, and then you're able to do an evaluation. I have type 2 diabetes, which I had first when I was 44. I just turned 49,
right?
And of course, I had high cholesterol, and you did a you prescribed the appropriate supplements, not a, like you said, not a cookie cutter solution, and my blood sugar dropped from, it ran 170 to 190, and it was down below 110 within a week.
Right. Now the other thing that I did too, of course, was to recommend a specific diet for you, and I asked you in the beginning. I said, were you willing to stop eating all grains, all fruit, and all sugar for...
I thought that was ruthless. but you're absolutely right. The question is, what do I want? I mean, is it just because I would like a strawberry waffle, or is it more important to live a happy and healthy life for my family? And of course, you know, the diet was something that you just take ownership of, and that's what I did. And I took ownership of the diet, and I took ownership of the regimen, and sure enough, you know, if it works,
it worked.
Value, doesn't it?
Right. Well, I mean, if you could just let's go back to the beginning a little bit. And I remember when we met, and one of the things that I saw was your genuine concern about your son, and I know I've worked with so many parents with children, and you know, one of the things that parents often don't think about is that in order to really support and give to their family, that they need to be well. And I think that was something you recognized. I mean, that was something you hooked onto, right?
Absolutely.
And because of that, and you also had, you clearly had a desire not to get caught up in the pharmaceutical, you know, world.
I mean, I don't want to make myself sound out to be some kind of hero. I just want to see something resolve. I don't have all the answers. And if I've been trying something for 4 years, and like you said, if you're not getting anywhere, then why do I think doing the same thing is going to continue? Is going to get a different result.
Right. Why if you keep doing the same thing expecting a different result, that's what we call insanity. At least, you know, it's a pretty good definition. But you also preferred, you know, you also recognized, I think, when we talked, and you know, let me know if I'm not correct here, but I mean, when you do drugs, you are going to experience side effects. Whether those side effects occur, you know, immediately after taking them, or whether they occur,
drugs, but the pharmaceuticals that were
right,
really prescribed by a physician.
Yeah, that, of course we're not. Hey, this is a family show.
You see that the pharmaceutical drugs are chemicals that have side effects, which in other cultures are referred to as poison. but you're right. Those cholesterol medicines that I was taking, I was dragging myself out of bed every morning.
Yeah, energy, lack of energy, and
that has, of course, completely turned around.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the biggest things. I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, when they begin to experience sort of this, slow or maybe even dramatic decrease in their energy, I mean, life is, the quality of life begins to unravel. Don't you think?
Well, it's almost like a stunt being pulled against you.
Right.
I mean, what's the point?
Right. Right. I know, you've been fun to work with. I know it's great, and your enthusiasm, of course, now is, you know, in part, you know, it's due to, you know, my enthusiasm. But my enthusiasm was due to, in part, because of, you know, my mentor, you know, Dr. Freddie Ulin, who, you know, who was willing to turn me onto this work, and you know, to see it benefit so many people that we've done is, you know, probably, I mean, at least for me, you know, the reward in and of itself. Of course, restoring my own health was pretty critical. But so let me ask you this, Dennis. I mean, was the evaluation, the nutrition response testing evaluation, was that painful?
Oh, no. No, it's, in fact, you're wondering what's going on. Trust me, there's nothing, there are no machines, there's no x-rays, there's no, nothing invasive. There is, you know, you wonder exactly what's going on when you're having us. You're basically just resisting, and then you're able to touch different parts of the body, kind of like an acupuncture person would touch, and then be able to evaluate. Am I way off when I called it a little bit of Chinese reflexology?
No, actually, there is a lot of Oriental medicine in it. You know, we call it nutrition response testing. It is rooted in something called kinesiology or muscle testing. But yeah, absolutely. The areas, the points that we're touching are in Western parlance, reflexes. And you know, from my particular perspective, I refer to them as acupuncture, you know, points or areas, if you will. And by utilizing the body's own autonomic nervous system, we're able to find out its status.
And I'll tell you, and another thing, I mean, I've had a certain amount of exposure to certain alternative medicines just in dealing with my child with autism.
Right.
The thing that impressed me about you, because I retain my own, and I'll just be straight up, my own Western, I don't want to call it prejudice, but there's a reluctance to just say, you know, the guru-esque effect of many alternative medicines. You look at it and just go, oh, right. The fact that you were once an attorney, I mean, seriously, your background.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's out. It's out. My history's out.
is very refreshing, and I hope I'm not insulting anybody who has that. I'm actually accusing myself of saying, yes, I have. I'm reluctant to just wink and nod at every bag of some sort of Indian flour or whatever that, you know, is going to make you all better.
Yeah, I mean, various types of approaches, and I mean the bottom line, Dennis, I think one of the things that we had some affinity for was, I mean, no one was a bigger skeptic of this work than I was.
Exactly.
No one. You know, with my background, and anybody who is actually
and your book goes into that, and that is very that's very refreshing. And
was that helpful?
Yes, absolutely.
The book was helpful to you. Good. And so let me ask you. So you know immediately you saw some reaction, and you're sticking with your program. You're doing your program, and you're doing your diet. You're getting the results, right?
Right.
So, I mean, what would you recommend to anybody out there if they were interested in taking control of their health?
Well, the most important thing is to ask, first of all, you know, is it working? And it's not just, you know, pragmatic and all that, but let's get down to it. I mean, if you're in a rut, if that's all you're doing, is that all you want? I mean, those are important questions to ask.
Right, right. Especially, you're referring to what you were doing before you actually came to the test. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Or do you want a light at the end of the tunnel? And do you really believe that you can get better?
Yeah.
I've seen people going into your office who are, you know, literally on, you know, walkers and canes and all that. I mean, people come in with expectations. Because there's anything miraculous, but because it's almost as though the body requires nutrition to get better, and our current system does not provide nutrition.
Ouch! Oh my God! Wait, revelation. We're talking newsflash here. The body requires proper nutrition in order to function properly. Holy moly. What a concept.
I read that in your book.
Hey, maybe we ought to write a book about that. What do you think? Hey, Dennis, thank you so much for calling and sharing your experience. I really, really appreciate it. It's very difficult to get people out there to kind of reach out a little bit for a lot of the reasons you mentioned.
Thank you so much, Paul. Your enthusiasm, you're not just somebody who takes ownership of this area of education and nutrition. You are your approach is very warm. I feel like you care about whether or not I'm getting better, and that is very encouraging. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're totally welcome, and I do. And thank you so much for calling, Dennis.